Everybody wake up. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Chorus praise and now you know.
We're the hottest show in the place.
Wake up late
now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
Wake up late
now everybody.
I said 1, 2, 3.
Everybody wake up. Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida, it's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show, starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thanks, Elgin. Finally, a little talk show here, Wake Up Late with Dougie show. It's Tuesday, November 26th, Tuesday before Thanksgiving, and I'm here with Jay Guy.
What up, what up?
Everybody, and let's do it again, everybody. Yeah! Anyway, welcome. Somebody's got to mute their phones. First timer.
I don't think it's mine.
It is yours.
Oh, it is. Well, shit. God.
Yeah, all right. First time in the studio. Fuck it. You know, whatever.
Sorry.
Anyway, welcome to the show. Jay back. And, of course, our first time guest co-host is Elena.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. It's good to have females in here.
For perspective.
Yeah.
I'll get that closer.
Yeah, why not, man? Just turn it like up towards you as opposed to, there you go.
Hey.
There you go. This is the first time we did a show ever. Anyway, welcome, man. I'm back and back from New York, man.
Welcome back, man.
I didn't realize until my Uber driver took me to the airport. He was like, yeah, you're in Harlem.
Is that how he said it?
He goes, yeah, you're in Harlem. Well, he was Yemen. He was from Yemen.
Yeah, man, I don't know a Yemen accent. But.
No, that's why I went with something like a, you know.
That's close, I guess, right?
I would think. I don't know how good it is or how close. I'm no Rich Little, man. Any rate.
Harlem. How's Harlem?
Yeah, I stayed in an Airbnb.
Those are terrible up there.
Is it?
From most of my experience. Was yours good?
It was all right. For example, what was good about it, let's talk with the positives, right?
All right.
It was clean. The room didn't have TV. These are people that pulled from the plug or from
that's
cable.
Definitely a positive.
That is, well, yeah, that's right. Man, I said I was gonna start. Okay, well, all right, so it was clean. Clean place.
Okay.
Around the corner was the M train, which ended up taking me to all my gigs pretty much.
Nice.
You know, I was basically 20, 30 minutes.
Short
of
it,
right? And I ended up walking a half mile, which it's good exercise.
Okay.
There's a Dunkin' Donuts also I'd walk to every morning.
Just pick those calories right back up that you burned off.
No, but dude, I didn't have like a foo-foo coffee.
Okay.
I had like a, you know, an extra large coffee with a shot of coconut.
Shot of coconut.
Yeah, and
rum or just the flavoring?
You know, the coconut flavoring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think Dunkin' Donuts is doing rum yet.
No, so. But he was in Harlem, so anything's possible.
That's true.
So racist. the train was good. So that was convenient. There was convenience. But the interesting part, and I'll tell you about my story about the deli. There's a deli that's right there.
Harlem Deli.
No, it was owned by, Arabic.
Oh, okay.
Family. I don't know if they were Yemenis or they were
Is that
Iranian.
How you say that? Yemenis?
No.
Yeah. I think so. Yemenis.
Nah, I'm gonna reserve.
It sounds like a condiment. Like I'll have some mustard and some
mayonnaise
and some mayonnaise.
Yemenis, it's probably spicy. but yeah, man. So at any rate, so that was good. Those, you know, that aspects was good. And you know, for the whole week, it cost me $500.
Okay. How long were you there? 4 days.
I was there Tuesday through Sunday.
All right.
I was actually scheduled Monday through Sunday, but I came back to do that Sargento commercial.
Oh, you did that too.
Yeah.
You got a busy week.
Yeah, we did that last week.
How was the Sargento's commercial?
It was pretty cool. You know, it's like we got there, the house in Miami, and we filmed it all. Met a couple of really cool people, new friends that were in the scene with me on the couch. Goal! You know,
was it almost similar to the one you filmed for them?
It was, Not really. It was just basically them like reacting to a, like the game and then somebody scoring. It wasn't. Ours was well written.
Yeah.
Well
like,
shot.
I feel like they, if they would have saw yours, they'd have been like, "This is what
this is what we want to do." But I think they just wanted to have like a 5 second, 10 second little clip of us, like I was holding a soccer ball in my hand and I was like, all nervous, you know, like, oh, I was like doing this kind of shit, and then the goal, you know, went up, and then there, I can't give away. I guess there's stuff I can't say, but
I'm sure cheese is gonna be in it.
There, exactly. They had an issue with the cheese because there's a scene where they kind of try to pulling it from a quesadilla, and the cheese was supposed to be a certain way, and it wasn't doing the right fucking thing. And they kept microwaving, and the poor actors were burning their fingers because they fucking microwaved quesadilla. Now, the best part about that part was, guess what? I didn't have to film that part. I was supposed to be in that scene where we don't see our faces, but they just show our hands. And they didn't want my fucking Fred Flintstone. They said, let me see you. And I had just
trimmed
They said,
let me see him?
Yeah.
No, I
wasn't in that scene. My hands were not. Now, I had just clipped my fingernails.
For this.
No, so I didn't scratch my ass by mistake. You know, like I get to
wiping,
the point.
Wiping.
Yeah, you know, okay. any mishap when, you know.
When your hands are by your
Yeah,
ass.
I want to be with the lady, you know, I'm a gentleman. I don't want to fucking be like the fucking Wolverine.
We appreciate that.
You know.
We really do.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, but I didn't realize, listen, I'm not a nail tech. I cut them down pretty low, and the makeup girl goes, oh my God, you know, you're not supposed to cut them below your fingertips. I'm like, what? I didn't take fucking esthetician
school.
See,
I've heard different things about that. How do you feel about that?
Well, I was a manicurist. Okay, so I don't think a man should have, like, too much of a free edge of their nail because, like, you guys are doing more with your hands. Like, dirt gets under there.
See, like, right now they're not bad, right?
No, they're not. As long as you don't cut them so low that it looks like you bite them off.
Well, that's the thing. I cut them to the point where, you know, you're supposed to leave a little bit of the white. Sorry, Jay. You're supposed to leave a little bit of the white there. I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, because now you mentioned one thing, white, black. You know, people go crazy. I'm going to share a story today, too. I don't know. No,
No, I get it.
You know what I'm saying? But it was like she looked at my stumpy fingers. You know, she's like, no, we won't have you in this scene. So while they were filming that and everybody was burning their fingers, I ended up falling asleep somewhere in some chair in this house. It was a really nice house they filmed it at. And so who knows when it's going to be. But it's going to be playing on Univision.
Okay.
So it's a Spanish commercial. It's a nationwide commercial.
I'll see it.
Yeah. Half of my friends won't. Yeah. I'll end up having some of my Spanish friends I haven't talked to in years go, Coño, man, I saw you on the TV.
Yo, just get it recorded. You know? Yeah. You'll be watching it. You'll be watching a lot of Spanish, trying to catch it.
Well, yeah, I'm hoping the agent sends me a copy of it. So
Brett Morris is saying that you've got hairy palms. That's why you're not a hand model.
Hey,
your
Brett,
palms
stop,
are hairy?
Stop looking at my palms, dude. I get my hands aren't palmy.
You don't have hairy palms.
Yeah, isn't that the old expression? You jerk off a lot.
Rosy palms.
No, but they used to say too. If you masturbate a lot, you go blind and you get hairy palms.
Yeah, that was a thing.
That was a thing that they told us to keep us from doing it.
They never told me. Well, my hands don't have hair though. It's not true.
Yeah. Well.
Sorry.
No, you're well. Listen. If that was true, you know, 90% of men would be walking around with a dog and a white cane.
Jeez.
You know what I'm saying? You know, everybody masturbates. Anyway, that sounds up. So here's the negative thing, okay?
All right, back to the Airbnb.
So
no TV. I already got
so that. So but sure. I had my iPad. So I had my UVerse, so I got to watch
whatever you want.
Some TV out of my iPad as I held it in front of me like a fucking dummy. You know, it's like I had a place I could have put it, you know, because it was a bed and this little desk in my room. And it was an apartment that was shared. Very nice lady with a nice little boy, 2.5-year-old boy who would fucking scream at 11 o'clock till 10 o'clock in the morning. That should have been in the Airbnb. It wasn't. No, I didn't diss it. You know, I didn't.
Yeah, I know that's the problem. You're not gonna diss it because you know you're afraid of retaliation, or you just don't. You had okay time there.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And now somebody else is gonna deal with that screaming boy till 11.
Exactly.
And they won't know.
But I feel like saying that. I feel like saying, look, nice place, clean place, everything. But whoever stays there should know there's a young child there that maybe, if you like to take naps in the afternoon, you may not want to stay there. But I did notice that the Airbnb did tell me that they won't see my review until they review me. Mm. So they're supposed to put a review in before. If they don't review you, then they can't see their review. So I, how do I see my review? Because now I will say this. So that was the one thing, okay? The second thing was, you know, there was two bathrooms, little apartment, had a washer and dryer, so I got to do a load of laundry while I'm away, which was helpful, decent. Right? So that was good. But he shared a bathroom. Now the lady lived there with her daughter, or the son, cute little kid, and the father, who was working earlier in the morning. He was gone there. I didn't think he was living there because he'd be gone and come back by the time I was going to shows. I saw him like later. So he was there, and there was a second room where there was a lady staying there, a young black lady. Very nice, you know, but we two full bathrooms in this little apartment, so that was cool. So, but wherever bathroom was open, you'd use. So you
share two bathrooms,
right? Okay. With basically four. Three other adults, four. One child. So the first thing I want to do is know where the child is bathing and shit, and I'm not going to use that bathroom, okay? Because you know there's shit everywhere. The kid caca poo poo, right? And you know that's got to happen. You would assume. So I use and I put my shit in that bathroom. You know, like I put my Q-tips. I keep my own Q-tips, my toothpaste.
Uh oh. I see where this is going.
My dental floss, right? My deodorant, my shaving cream,
stuff.
Yeah, my
all
stuff. Now, mind you, I don't just put it all out like I'm moving in for a month, right? So I left the shaving cream and my carry-on things until I needed it. But basically the Q-tips, I thought, I get out of the shower, I just open them up. So then after the first night I'm there, I look in the garbage, and there's like 15 fucking Q-tips in the garbage can with like makeup black, like dark shit. Like, I don't know what the fuck somebody was doing with it. You're a lady. You tell me. Do you like, you know, would you use Q-tips so they clean your makeup off your face or?
Well, like my mom will put mascara on, but she can't see real well. So then she'll like lick a Q-tip and then just like, like under her eye like 15 times. So then it looks like she has eyeliner left. But if she didn't do that, she'd just look like my dad punched her.
So it's like mascara, but you just wipe away.
She's
some
like,
of
yeah,
it, so
it's like
it
she just
like
puts, yeah, she puts like
of
a
just using
yeah,
eyeliner. Oh,
yeah.
That's so smart.
Because she can't see, so she gives herself a black eye and then just basically wipes off all the extra shit she doesn't need.
Well,
she also use other people's Q-tips when she does it?
It's a possibility. My mom may have been staying at that Airbnb.
Yeah, she may. Is that her place? So I look in the garbage. I realize this. And I look in my...
What color makeup was it?
It was just dark. It was like dark. I didn't know. Either somebody was shoving it up their ass or they were using... I'm just giving...
So the neighbor, she had ass-toned skin, is what you're saying?
Well, I'm just saying it was dark. and you know, I don't know if somebody they could have been cleaning the mold on the shower sides for all I know.
Oh,
right?
Man.
You know what I'm saying?
Like moldy ass tone skin.
It looked dark. It wasn't like, okay, sometimes you use a Q-tip, what you use, there might be a little fucking orangey, greeny, whatever,
for
earwax
sure.
in there and shit.
Orange, green.
I mean, how many colors have you seen on a Q-tip in your life?
I would just say
I'm not talking about an art class. I'm talking about like in an everyday, like, I mean, you use Q-tips
from time to time, but
from time to time.
Yeah, I'm not Q-tips are bad for your ears, man.
No,
if you
man.
Talk
not if,
to
not,
in if you talk to an ENT, they tell you don't use Q-tips. They're the worst thing for your ears.
So what are you supposed to use? Like a paper clip?
Yeah, that's a good option.
Because that's what the people guys...
paper clip?
Yeah.
How do you go from Q-tip to paper clip?
I don't know, because I've seen like guys at work like sticking paper clips in their ear.
Where do you work? A mental institution?
Yeah, pretty much. They're accountants. They don't really know.
Okay. Yeah, I think I use a lawn dart to clean my ear. No, but yeah, some guy, you know, people stick anything in their fucking ear. But, you know, I every time I get out of the shower, I get a Q-tip. I clean the outside of it, my ear, which is safe. Mm-hmm. What they're talking about is it's dangerous when you stick it in your ear canal.
Yes.
And you don't want to penetrate the eardrum. But I have hands like a surgeon, okay? And I go in there
hands. They're
look
definitely,
at them.
Filming a commercial, I would say, get those fucking things out of here.
Get those meat hooks out of here.
If you were to give a prostate exam,
like, scare the shit out of that.
Oh, my God.
I'm your doctor today.
And it's two for Tuesday.
Yeah, and I just slammed my finger in the car door by mistake. But you know, listen, they're steady. They may be pretty big, and they're menacing, and they're pretty, but they're, you know what I mean? Look how steady that is. So I, So I roll them. I don't stick them all the way in. I kind of clean a little bit of the inside. Oh, I don't jam it in there like a fucking moron. You know. So
and then you pull out your orange and green.
Yeah, I pull out every once in a while. If I missed a few, that's what I'm saying. If you do it occasionally, if I don't clear my ears
for a while,
I go in there and I'm like, ooh, you know what I mean? It's like an art project.
I feel like ENTs are just people that don't want you to feel good because the Q-tip in the ear is like the most amazing feeling ever.
Yeah, let's go get some Q-tips. Have some fun here on the radio. So anyway, all right. So I usually do that after I get out of the shower, dry them out a little bit. And so the first day I have my own brush. Now, the first day I notice there's long hair in my brush. And I go, wait a minute. Is this in there that I didn't see because my wife may have used this brush? Because this is my travel brush.
This is after the Q-tip incident.
No. This was the first incident.
Okay. So
the first incident was the brush. I noticed there's a little hair in my brush. And this is a brush that I travel with. It's not one that's always in our... I take it when I leave the house. So I didn't... And I said, well, could it have been there? I didn't see it. Could it have been in there? Could it be my wife's fucking hair? So you
gave them benefit of the doubt.
I always hold people in their highest place. I really do, until I have fucking reason otherwise to think.
What color was the hair, Shrink?
It was black. It was dark hair. Yeah.
Jeez.
It was almost the same color as the fucking Q-tip. So
this is terrible.
I'm telling you. So
every time I come on here, I feel like I got to defend black people. Like, I'm that.
Well, I don't know if it was her, the other girl, or the lady who owned the place is a white lady.
Okay, but does she have, like, black hair?
Well, they both do have. Okay. They both have black, and they both wear makeup. So... the hair I'm looking at. So then I notice the Q-tips in the sink. So I said, all right. So, well, this won't happen again. I put the brush in my carry bag, the little bathroom utility bag, whatever.
Oh, no.
And I took the Q-tips and I stuck them in the bag and I shut the bag.
No.
Right? Like thinking, if somebody thinks the brush is here, they can use it. If I put it in there, they're not going to use it.
Right.
Right?
No, you're wrong.
Now, the brush did not seem to be used. And a couple days go by, and I don't notice any, you know, Q-tips. Who knows? Maybe the culprit thought it'd be a good idea to throw them away so I wouldn't see it.
You seem like a brush guy. You seem like a comb guy to me.
A comb?
Yeah.
What, look like a fucking Fonz?
You got a comb in your pocket.
Hey, Richie, how's the Cunninghams? Where's my comb? Hey.
Switchblade comb.
I like brush, dude. The reason I got a good set of a good hair at this point in my life is because I brush it and it's like, you know, scalp therapy. You know, she likes putting fucking Q-tips in her ear. I like putting a brush through my hair. Okay, buddy, nothing better than a brush through the hair. So and then I notice maybe a couple days before I left, and I look down in the garbage can and there's another dozen or so fucking Q-tips.
Ugh.
And then I go, all right, let me see if I can notice the difference in quantity that's in my little carry thing. Because I stick a bunch of them in a little plastic thing you shut. And
Didn't even see them in there.
Those are definitely my fucking Q-tips, okay? Those are definitely my Q-tips. Now, again, not a big deal. Q-tips,
right,
financially,
not in that sense.
It's not, it has nothing to do with the value. Right. It has to do with my fucking shit. You know what I mean? Like, who told you could use? Now, it's one thing if they're laying out like the first time, you know, they're out and on the counter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I had never used Q-tips. Maybe I'll try them. I get it. All right. Because obviously they don't use Q-tips because they're fucking, you know, they're using mine all of a sudden.
Sounds like a great Airbnb experience.
I should just write it all in there. But again, part of me is like, they're just Q-tips. But
that's the thing about Airbnb, man. Like, Airbnb, it's like community. That's the mentality, especially if you're staying with, like, another person in the room.
You might as well be staying at one of those hostels.
That's exactly what it is. In New York, that's what an Airbnb is like. Like, right. I stayed at one in Canada, and it was like a house. But, you know, the wife and the husband were upstairs, and you could hear them talking.
Yeah.
It was weird, but... Airbnb is typically community. All the stuff that's in there bought from like pawn shops, and that's how they fill them up.
I get you.
So they saw those Q-tips and they're like,
okay,
community.
The community. Fuck that. So I didn't notice any more hair in the brush. And I think they got the point. Like, oh, he must be putting them in here. But you know what? I love the feeling of those fucking Q-tips.
In my ear, my ass. Or one of those.
I almost walked out of my bathroom and went, who the fuck is using my Q-tips, man?
Isn't he?
You can't do that.
Who the fuck is using my Q-tips, man?
And it'd be the little kid. He's like, sorry.
Sorry, I've been wiping my ass. Oh, man. So other than that, but the lady, very nice host, the lady that was there, although I think when she came out the first time, I couldn't hook my laptop, could not find the Wi-Fi, and my computer buddy said, it's probably because your laptop's older, didn't pick up the frequency, but my iPad and my iPhone did find it. And it's a building, you know, a building with a bunch of people, so who the fuck knows. But she walked in, tried to help me find it, and she had a robe on, and I swear to God, she had nothing on underneath. This is a young woman. This wasn't like, you know, a 90-year-old fucking lady.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean? And I'm sitting there in the little chair at the desk.
I mean, it's her house, man.
I know, but yeah. She walks up and like a bathrobe, mm-hmm. and the bathrobe is kind of closed and tied. And then, you know, as I turn around to look at her, I look and I swear to God, I saw beef. I looked right there. She's standing 2 feet. I mean, hey, it's a community now. It's a commune. You know, I'm like, what the fuck?
Community hostel.
So, all right, whatever. but then here's the funny story, okay?
$500 for 5 nights?
No, it's supposed to be Monday through Sunday, 6 nights.
Okay. That's pretty seven, good, man. Yeah. For New York, that's amazing.
Monday to Sunday is 7 nights.
Yeah.
All right, so a whole week. Yeah. So, yeah, you know what I mean? If I was staying at a hotel, it would have been
fucking
$1,100.
I was there, I'm going to say, the weekend before you were there.
Yeah.
And I was in the financial district, and I stayed 4 nights, and it was like $500.
Yeah.
Lift it up, man. Just lift that boom up close to your fucking face, bro.
I breathe weird, so I'm trying not to breathe into the microphone.
Well, turn to the side when you breathe. I don't know. You guys, listen, to be on podcast, you got to master the microphone.
That's true.
So here's the other part that was fun. Best parts about the trip, I got to perform at the Stand for the first time. Thanks to Mike Vecchione for getting me that spot. I had a great time. Janine Garofalo went up just before me, which is interesting. And then I got to do a spot at Gotham, which worked out great, which did a 10-minute spot in the main stage in front of all these people.
Awesome.
And I fucking had a great set. And they video gave me a DVD of it. So, yeah, that was awesome.
Wow.
Right? And then the other part was I got to host at Greenwich Village Comedy Club, 2 shows Friday, sheet 3 on Saturday, which... I'm there all weekend hosting. It was, you know, you're running the room. So, Perry Sachs says that must have been traumatic seeing the Beaver. Yeah, it was actually. When you weren't, you know, it's one of those moments where you see something unexpectedly. Like here I am trying to get my internet here at the Airbnb, and the host comes walking out with her Beaver full open. You know, like, and because then if I was
she was not attractive.
She was cute. I mean, you know, she's, you know.
Oh no, I wouldn't say traumatic then. You know, it could have been like,
It wasn't 90-year-old.
That's like a nice compliment to the Airbnb.
Yeah.
Kind of makes up for the Q-tip thing.
And the lack of television.
She probably knew her roommate was stealing all my Q-tips. Exactly. So
So the Stand, dude. So I was at the Stand, too. Is that Mike Vecchione's face on the logo?
That's actually Mike DiStefano, who passed away some years ago. He was on. He was a recovering out. He died some years ago. He was on Last Comic Standing. Very funny guy, man. Mike.
He passed a few years ago. You said?
Yeah, it was in the last. I don't know anybody on Facebook. Remember Perry might know because he liked him. He's watching.
Is he any relation to Chris DiStefano?
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't remember that one. It was fun fucking room and stuff. And then. And then the hosting stuff. All right, so the other part of being in that town, the experience, okay? I am happy that I got to get used to the trains. And nowadays, with the Google Maps and all that shit, you can get on a train, go anywhere.
Yeah.
I didn't fucking Uber. I Ubered from the airport, which cost like $80.
Ugh.
But then...
You could have caught a train from there.
Well, I could have done all that shit, but I'm like, you know what? I just want to fucking get there, right? I'm like, that was my first time. So then I promised, hey, listen, I am not Ubering to any shows. I'm taking this fucking train, and I did all week. Down the way back from Greenwich on Saturday, it was raining. I'm like, I'm not fucking walking in the rain. You know, now I saved $30. I caught the fucking flu. You know what I mean? You know, you make decisions like that. When you have a few hundred shares of Amazon share stocks, you take a fucking Uber if it's raining, okay? So, all right. So there was a nice little deli that was right around the corner from the apartment. And, again, it was owned by an Arab family or, you know, Moe's Deli or Moe's Famous Deli. And it was grand reopening because a brother walked in when I was in there one day, and he was like, "Oh man, look at this fucking place!"
That's a good brother voice.
And he goes, "Oh my god, look what you fucking did to this place! It's amazing. It's wide open and shit. Look at the place, it's all clean. It's got, this is looking wow. You guys, wow. I mean, dude, it was like Eddie Murphy and Back to Queens. This guy's, and so it was good. It was a nice place. And the first day I got there, I ordered a because I'm on the keto diet.
Oh, right. So little bread for you.
Yeah. So my what's up, Lori? So I would take this nice little walk about a half mile to Dunkin' Donuts, get my coffee in the morning. It's a little walk. I'd go back to the room. Hopefully she'd walk out with that beef again. And then
versus traumatic.
It was a nice surprise. It was a nice surprise. And of course you're weird, like, what is she trying to bang me? So
that's how dudes' minds go.
What's that mean?
Throwing hits. Me.
But I'm a good husband, so I'm like, I've ignored that shit. All right, so I go back and I would work. So during the week I had to work. So I set up my computer, I'm working. And I couldn't get the Wi-Fi, so I had to use my phone hotspot, which worked pretty good. You know what I mean? So, all right. So every morning, that's what I do. So at lunch, sometimes when I go get that, I would stop at that grocery or the deli, and I'd get a wrap. So I got a wrap in spinach, like spinach wrap.
Mm-hmm.
With chicken parm. Delicious as shit. Okay?
A spinach wrap with chicken parm?
Not like the actual lettuce spinach, but a wrap.
No, I know, like a green looking wrap with chicken parm.
Dude, it was delicious. You could have got it with wheat wrap or regular, but I didn't taste the fucking. Look,
spinach.
It's not like you're sitting there going, "Fucking, I'm like Popeye now." You know what I mean? It's like, ding, they fucking beat some big fat guy up and screwed some skinny chick. So it was delicious. So I come back one night.
You just summed up Popeyes for my entire generation.
That's what he did, man.
Eat some spinach.
He beat the shit out of fucking poor Brutus, who never fucking learned. Right? Brutus never fucking learned. Stop fucking hitting on... Why the fuck did Brutus hit on Olive all that time? What was the second option? The fucking dumpster?
There was no other
fucking chicks in that fucking part of the fucking harbor. Brutus kept trying to fuck Olive Oil. You can't tell me there was a better looking fucking whore that wasn't hanging around the docks back then? So,
Olive Oil was a nice lady.
She was a good girl. Exactly. So, I don't even know. This is going to be a long show, man, because, we usually go to an hour, but fuck it. You guys are going to be...
With the Yemenis?
Yeah. So, I come home one night. It's late. I think this was, Tuesday night. Tuesday night was the stand, and I did Broadway Comedy Club, the main room, it went out really well. And Wednesday, I did Gotham. Main room, and
you gotta talk about Janine Garofalo. You saw
She's was
back out now.
Yeah, she looks really thin. Like she looks like not well thin to me.
Yeah,
not well thin. You saw her?
I don't know. I'm just.
She's very liberal, and she was talking about she was on the plane or somewhere in the airport with this really rich congressman from Texas and. Just completely, the elitist.
Did it turn the crowd?
She is who she is. So, people are going to listen. It wasn't like she was getting laughs a lot. She was just like kind of telling stories, kind of thing.
Do you still get that awe when you go to New York?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You mean that one? I did definitely when I was at the stand because it was the first time I was there. I was nervous. For two reasons. One is that room, and it was it's a cool little room. And then secondly, I was going to tell certain jokes, like the wall joke for my soccer bit really did well. But the Pablo joke, kind of like they got triggered when they heard Trump. They hate Trump in that town. Yeah. But the fuck, they laughed their ass off when I did the wall joke with the soccer. They were like, all right, But and then, of course, at Gotham, I was in awe because you're in that room. It's just a fucking great room. It's an A room. It's a... great club, and you're sitting there, and you're like, oh, I'm here. I can't believe, how did I get here, And, of course, a bunch of people are like, how the fuck did you get that spot? I'm like, bitch, work at it, motherfucker. I don't come bug you every time you get a spot somewhere. Maybe I do. All that part was cool. And the other part was when I hosted at Greenwich Village on Friday and Saturday, two shows Friday, three Saturday. The light, there's 10-minute spots. You got to keep the time, And then fucking names. It's not like, Bill Smith, Sandra Jones. It was... Rick Kamayamaku and fucking, all these fucking names. I'm like, are you fucking... There was somebody whose name, for example, was N-A-G-Y. What would you think that'd be?
N-A-G.
Right. It was Nav. Naj. Like, what the fuck? You know, real nice girl, too. And then I told her, I said, I knew her name. I got it. Okay, I got it. And then, of course, when you're up there about to announce her, I'm like, I had no idea. I couldn't
fucking trying to figure.
And for some reason, I was picturing the letter V in my mind. And I didn't want to call her Vag. I was a Tony, so-and-so, Vag. But she liked that name. She goes, you know what? That's a great stage name. Her name's Tony Vag. Tony Naj is her name. But she thought Tony Vag would be a great stage name. She's like a performing comic.
How did you bring her up?
I went Tony, and she was Nav, or she goes Naj, and I go Nah, you know.
Oh, she could see you forgetting.
She was walking, yeah, because she was walking up, and I'm like Tony, fucking, you know what I mean? You got like eight people, five, six people going up, and it wasn't all. Every name was fucking difficult.
Well, we can't all have names like Jay Guy. I mean, my name's like. Fucks everybody up.
I know.
Struggle is real.
And you got to spell your name out.
Like, I know. I'm pronunciation key, and they still screw it up. Like, how is that even possible?
Yeah. I fucked up one guy's name. Oh, actually, the poor guy who had the check spot, his name was Spencer Cilio. Young kid out there, work hard. He on Saturday night, the check spot's supposed to get 10 minutes, but the rest of the week, they're 5. So I came light at 4 minutes on Friday night. He's like, what happened, man? I got, dude, I fucked you out of 5 minutes. Sorry, bro. You know what I mean? But anyway, that shit was all cool. But here's a story about the goddamn deli, okay? So I ate there. I was going there. I picked up, I like my food. I get a thing of my Fiji water. You know, I would.
Spinach chicken parm.
Yeah, my spinach chicken parm. So one night, it's like 2 a.m. And I'm coming, get off the M train. I'm walking back, and that place is open 24 hours, and I got to piss like a fucking racehorse. Because it's so late, when you go up in the subway, they said, sorry, we closed the bathrooms in the subway at like midnight.
Oh, yeah.
So the people don't destroy them, I guess. So I'm
sleep
like...
Sleep there.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm like, oh, God, I got to piss. You know, I'm walking, and it's cold. Mind you, it's like 38 fucking degrees.
It's freezing.
Right? And I'm walking, and then I'm like, oh, let me go to the deli. I'm going to get something to eat, see if I can use their bathroom. And I walk in there, and there's a guy, and the night guy looks, he looks completely Al-Qaeda. You know, this fucking guy looks like he's just, no, this guy, you know what I'm saying? He just had that, listen, Nadim Awad looks like fucking Mr. Rogers compared to this guy, okay? And I mean, he's
shout out Nadim.
I walked out, no, but you know, and I mean, Nadim, you know, he doesn't, what do you think, he looks German? So I mean, you know, the dean looks, he's Palestinian, the kid, of course, so he looks it. So, but this guy just had, it was his eyes, Jay. It wasn't just his look, it was his eyes. When I walked in this place, the guy looked at me like, you know what I mean? He looked at me like, you infidel, you know, he had this fucking look, like, you know what I mean?
He was pissed off that you were going to ask him to make a fucking chicken parm spinach wrap at 2 a.m. That's what it was. This motherfucker.
Well, they're open 24 hours. By the way, Perry Zach reminds me of how I fucked up Derek Richards' name. Oh. I called him Derek Derek Roberts, Julia Roberts. I could like Derek and Derek Roberts. Remember, yeah. Derek Richards, yeah, fucking. Anyway, I fucked up everybody's name for a couple nights at the Greenwich. So nice. Anyway, so I walk into this place like 2:30 in the morning. I say, listen, I'm going to buy some food here, can I use your restroom? And the guy looks, the guy behind the counter goes, oh, no, no. You could tell he's all, oh, no, he goes, it's not working, you know. And I,
everybody's bathroom's out of service
so
in New York.
That's
everybody's.
What I fucking said. I go, wow, there must be, I should be a plumber in this fucking town. Right, and the other guy just sits there, and he looks at the manager standing there who's on my side. Now, he's looking down at his hands. So that right there is, you know, right, if you study body language and shit, the guy is basically in complete avoidance of me and what it is I want to know. You know, I'm like, hey, man, I'll buy food. It's not like I'm just coming in to use the bathroom. He's like, oh, no, no, it's not good. It's down in the basement and, you know, there's ghosts. No, it's fucking, no, but you know what I mean? It was just one, like, dude, I go, can I just fucking piss? Yeah, I just got pissed. And the guy, and I sat there for a second. I'm like, well, I'm not going to eat food here then. So I walked out of the place and said, you know, fuck that place. I'm not going to keep going back and get my lunch there anymore. They're done. I'm going to find another place. Well, I went back the next day and got my spinach chicken parm.
It was just the heat of the moment.
Yeah, I couldn't go through it because I was being nice. I was holding them in a higher place. I said, you know what? Like you said, everybody probably comes in here to piss at night. And I'm like probably the 10th person that's asked to piss. So I'm not going to take it personally. And I'm not going to take my business. What, am I going to walk further to another place and try their fucking, their wraps? I already like that wrap. I'm going to eat that wrap. I like consistency.
So were you the only person in the deli at this time you walked in?
Yeah, at that point, yeah.
Yeah, it's 2:30, and this guy That's the night crew. If I'm working the night crew, I don't want to do anything. I'm just here in my body, bro. Yeah. Don't make me do work. You go to McDonald's at like 3:30 in the morning, they're pissed the fuck. Most of the time, nothing works. They only accept cash.
Sorry, we're not making any hamburgers. We're just making fucking Egg McMuffins.
Like, dude, I don't want to do anything. Come on.
I hate when they do that shit. Like, sorry, this isn't working anymore. We're only making this. I'm like, you fucking... All right. So, anyway, so that was a bit of my New York trip and everything. I was going to share this.
That's awesome, man.
You watch America's Got Talent at all?
From time to time, there's somebody on there, somebody shared it, and then I caught it that.
So you watch the show? Like,
not
really. My wife watches it regularly. Like, she loves watching it. So, and I watched it, and I couldn't stand, there was the model girl who was hosting it with the big forehead from Project Runway and all that shit.
What's her name?
Oh, you watch that. I don't watch Project Runway.
You would know her. The
Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks. The big five head.
I don't know why I didn't think about four head. Sure.
Well, she was hosting it. She was a horrible fucking host. She's the worst. She's like, oh, she's stupid.
Oh, she's back hosting?
No, she was.
Okay, yeah.
And then they got the guy, Terry, the Cruz, who does a fucking, he's awesome.
I thought it went to Nick Cannon and then went to Terry Cruz.
No, Nick Cannon and then Tyra Banks took over after Nick Cannon. And Nick Cannon was awesome. And then she was horrible. It was like, ugh, she's just the worst. The only other hosting job I ever saw worse on the show was when Khloe Kardashian tried to host some show. I couldn't remember if it was that one or one of the or America's Got American Idol actually was when that first year when she hosted.
Right.
She was the fucking. She was like talking and then holding the mic, asking questions, and then she would go over here on moving the mic in the run. She didn't know what the fuck she was doing. So I was like, but Tyra Banks was worse, but Terry's awesome as a fucking host. But Gabriella Union, who's Dwayne Wade's wife, will not be back.
No.
She will not be back as a judge. And here's the thing. She came out and said it's because she spoke out against racism on the show and things like that. Now, you know, I watched the show, and I love Dwayne Wade. I'm a big Heat fan forever. And, I don't really watch her movies. I don't know her actress ability. And I watched the show, and she was okay, but she was very, it's like almost like, ugh, please, it wasn't that fucking good kind of thing. And then, but she's blaming it on that. So I thought that was interesting that it has nothing to do with anything else that to fall back on. This is why they're getting rid of me because I spoke up about this and this. When it could be a number of things. You know, who knows? I mean, she wasn't getting a good response. You know, that'd be it. And then the girlie Ann, Julianne Hough. Who's the dancer chick whose brother is on Dancing with the Stars, or he was a So You Think You Can Dance, whatever. There's another show my wife likes to watch. But she's not on the show either, but she just sucks, okay? Because she's the kind of host that would show like, or judge.
Julianne Hough is also on America's Got Talent.
Yeah, not anymore. Those two are not coming back.
Okay, so they're both.
Just Howie Mandel and, of course, Simon Cowell. I'll fuck your wife and have a baby with her. And
what?
You didn't hear that story about Simon Cowell a few years ago?
Continue this story, and then I want to hear about that story also.
All right. Hey, everybody, stick with us, because this podcast is going to be like a Jerry Lewis telethon. We got stories and shit we haven't even gotten to, and already at fucking 38 minutes. All right, so where was I? All right, so the bottom line is they're not coming back.
Did she also blame it on racist
stuff? No, she fucking probably realized she sucked. She accepted that fucking, you know what I mean?
Well, some people, they suck. She got her money.
Well, just move on. Time to move on. It was funny because Chris Priester, a friend of the show on Ebony and Olive.
I got to meet that guy.
You haven't met Chris yet?
No, I think I shook his hand once, but he just bounced.
Yeah. He had posted something on Facebook that was something to the effect of, how come... I guess it was relation to the city. Like, how come when black people own the businesses, these like convenience stores and all the shit in the city, they ended up going away. They all left during integration. In other words, when integration started happening, the black stores, the black ownership of these businesses all started going away to the Middle Easterners, the Asians, and all this other shit. And I wish I remember the fuck I. But I basically made a. I just said something. I go, he goes, because he meant something about cis drunk, or something like that, or like having a convenience store in Parkland. Like he mentioned in Parkland or something. Now we live basically where we're staying here now is basically a half mile from the Parkland. You know, the school where the shooting was is basically a half mile and a half away. So we're in Parkland. So I made a comment because of knowledge. I know. Do you know what a city ordinance is? Let me just test you guys. You know what an ordinance of a city would be, more or less? There's many different types, but I'll give an example. In the city of Parkland, there's an ordinance that they have no convenience stores. Like in city of Parkland, you don't drive through Parkland and find a 7-Eleven. You don't find a check cashing store.
Yeah.
There's certain ordinances that a city will say we won't have in our city proper. I made this comment and some guy on Facebook jumps in there and starts chasing, like, fucking, oh, where, yeah, why do you say that shit? You know? And I didn't say anything, and I didn't want to answer. He's like, see, you ain't so got no funny. Fucking proof.
How he reads in black voice also.
I mean, you know, but the guy said, you ain't got...
He reads in hood voice, I should say.
I'm going by the Facebook profile photo. The guy looked like a fuck. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't like the guy was sitting there like he works at you.
Judgments.
Well, dude.
He wasn't Yemen for sure.
No, he definitely wasn't Yemenese. Or fucking mayonnaise.
Or from Parkland.
Yeah. But the point was... Here's my point.
You're like, I'm making a knowledge post and somebody's attacking me based on no information and based
you got
on
it.
Emotions.
You got it. In other words, this guy came out and said, well, that's bullshit. Like, I figured you weren't gonna bullshit me. You know, and again, just by the verbiage that he chose to use, that's where I'm kind of getting some of the, okay. You know what I mean? Right. You know, just
say how do you read my Facebook post?
Yo, man. This
is Jake
Guy.
That's pretty good. Dead on. Dead on.
I know your voice now. I'm like, yo, man, this is Jake Guy, man. What's up? So the guy comes out and basically says to me, it's like, he asked me to explain. And I said, dude, I'm not, you want, send me $750 on PayPal and I'll fucking explain the legal
I'll
aspect.
I'll put a class on for
yeah,
you.
I'll fucking give you the first hour. Give me $750. He goes, that's what I thought. You know, ain't got nothing to back that shit up or whatever the fuck it was. And I go, what the fuck? I go, all right, so let me explain. I kind of said a city ordinance is. And he goes, oh, well, you know, I said, so he goes, I didn't. So, motherfucker, you're questioning my knowledge about something. And you're saying that you figured I didn't know I was talking bullshit when you don't even know shit from fucking Chernobyl about the subject matter. Why are fucking people
is
commenting?
That a saying? Is that a normal shit from Chernobyl?
It may not in your neighborhood.
Jeez, bro.
It's not like the urban community is using shit from Chernobyl. It is. Have you ever heard that expression?
I've actually never heard that.
It's an age thing.
But I'm from Pompton, so.
Shit from Chernobyl. It could be up there. I don't know. Any rate. I just thought that was interesting. And to close out the opening part of the show, which you guys heard about the grandpa who got accused of murder, hid the daughter there on a cruise ship, and he held the daughter, brought the kid, and it fell off the fucking cruise ship.
Yeah, the grandbaby.
His grandson or grandbaby. He grabbed the kid and put it up there, and the kid just fucking walked right off the boat. And they charged him with murder because he put the fucking kid there, and he, you know... They're trying to blame the cruise ship. They're trying to blame everybody else. But now the grandpa is fucking, he's getting hit with a murder charge.
It's crazy. I mean, he
Wait,
thought
how
supposedly.
How old was the kid?
The kid was like 18 months or two years, like could stand on its own. So I think it was like he thought there was a window there. So he like puts the kid up like to stand
to
against the window,
the window.
And then the kid's like, ooh, falls off the boat.
So they got it all on camera?
Well, yeah, and they were like, well, they shouldn't have had the window open. And I don't know. I've never been on a cruise ship where the windows were so clean, I could not tell there was a window. Like,
yeah.
So I don't understand.
It was like one window and a panel of different windows that happened to be open.
Yeah.
All the other ones were shut. There was no way, you know, but the, you know.
So
but
you
the grandpa
couldn't look through the dirty windows.
Yeah, it's like, oh, this is the cleanest window I can see, so let's have our look through this.
You know, again, responsibility.
It's terrible, though. Like, I mean, it's a whole family, so here it's a grandfather with his grandchild, and then the whole family, and
was
he's
just
getting
standing
charged.
Around.
Yeah, and all of a sudden it was like...
Phew. So the case is going to be like, the granddad was pissed off at the 18-month-old. He's yeah. like, enough of this. You're ruining our vacation.
What was your fucking motive, little prick?
He was screaming in the middle of the day when I was trying to nap and using my Q-tips.
That's what it was.
Yeah, these assholes. At any rate, so, hey, you know what? Let's try this. It's that time of day, everybody. I hope it works. It's working.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. Hey, it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them, especially when people die.
Except for an 18-month-old baby.
Yeah, that wasn't very funny. Japan ban on women wearing glasses sparks a backlash. You know, in Japan, no wear fucking glasses. No, that's coming eye. A purported ban of glasses worn by female employees in Japan has sparked widespread backlash. Local media reported that some companies have prohibited eyewear.
Why is that?
Well,
does it make their eyes bigger?
You scare me. You're like a Godzilla.
You shouldn't be allowed to see.
Yeah, you must not see how much I pay you. Local media reported that some companies have prohibited the eyewear, with saying that they make female employees seem cold. Mm. No, that's just because they're Asian. Asian women are very, you know, people will interpret as cold as shyness and, you know, not that outgoing. You know, when I first met my wife, she was not, you know, she wasn't like smiling around. You know, she's very like held to herself. So a lot of people would say that to her. She'd like, smile a bit. You know, she'd get pissed, like, fuck you, smile. You know what I mean?
Your dog.
You're like,
what's he doing?
He's wrapped up in my earphones here.
Oh, no.
It's all right.
You figure it out.
All right.
However, the other companies like airlines claim the ban is for security reasons, while others in the beauty and fashion industry say it does not let the workers' makeup be seen properly. Yeah, because I want to see makeup.
Wait, I don't know, how much of a frame are they wearing?
Elton John glasses or some shit? It's weird, isn't it?
That's very like weird. Maybe they like don't want the women to realize that the guys are not as good looking as they think they are.
Hey, don't they talk about us like a dad.
Oh,
we are handsome fellow. I just want to talk like these.
Dude, you got all these accents.
I'm working on it. I'm like Rich fucking Little. I'm like Russell Peters. Working on all this shit. All right.
No glasses, man. What next?
Well, you know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's sexy. Like, my wife wears glasses, you know, to read and shit. And she puts
them... You like that librarian
look? Yeah, man. I want to check out a book. You know what I'm saying? I mean, why not? It's like, I think it's sexy, right?
Yeah, I think it...
You like it?
It raises... like, if you saw a black guy with glasses,
yeah?
Maybe you wouldn't think they just all have that voice.
Maybe I have a different voice. Like a black guy with glasses would be like...
Like an Urkel voice.
Yeah.
Did I do that?
You hear the story. Now, I wanted to talk about this story. It came out last week, and everybody already has, but I thought it was... Amazon had a shirt that they had on their website about a little girl, and it said, "Daddy's Little Slut." Did you see this story?
Whoa.
Amazon had a, facing backlash from public, Amazon removed a child's T-shirt from its website that featured an inappropriate phrase, "Daddy's Little Slut." The T-shirt from Only Baby Care had been on the site since June, but was only removed until some fucking person with no better thing to do on the internet looked at it and go, "That's fucked up."
Was it coming from Japan where they can't see over there?
Hey, I think I put on my glasses. What is that girl wearing? It's need a slut. The New York Post, Post reports the shirt's description claimed it was suitable for playing outside, birthday parties, baby showers, and baptism. Yeah, because that's what you want to wear when you go get a baptism. Daddy's Little Slut.
Was it like an anagram for something?
No, it was like, you see it?
It just said slut on it, huh?
That's the T-shirt, Daddy's Little Slut.
Oh, man. That's,
that's just awful.
You know, again, this is like what is it, a few years ago or a year or two ago, they had the thing from the well-known...
And that's a child modeling.
Yeah. That's the thing. You put on a little fucking kid. That girl's a slut?
I don't know, man. You should be able to... that's a free speech thing, too, also, though, right?
Well, you...
Like, if a kid's not buying that, a parent would have to buy
it. Yeah. You know, but, you know... But if they would have put it on like a teenager girl or something, even then, that's bad.
Yeah, if they would have put it on a grown woman, then you could
What was that clothing company I was really... H&R or whatever it was that had the black kid. And H&M that had the kid wearing the smartest monkey or something. Remember that was like a year or two ago?
And there was backlash, apparently.
Yeah, people like they had a young black kid in it, like a hoodie, and it had like something. Do you remember what the saying was? Something the smartest monkey or
yeah, something like that.
And they had, you know, like, oh god.
But I think one of the designers just came out with like a like I'm gonna say the wrong designer, but like Chanel or somebody
right.
who had almost like a hoodie that you could pull up and it made you look like you had blackface.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, too.
Same designer for the monkey shirt.
Probably.
The guy just moved on. Got a
I'm
new
on
gig.
A bigger and better things.
Yeah.
You know?
Fuck you, assholes.
Dude, Spencer's Gifts has like, you know, dildos on one section and children's stuff on the other section.
Yeah, that I walked into one of those for the first time in a while. A mall, that is. But yeah, it was in, I went to Carl Square Mall and they had the Spencer's in there. And exactly.
Yeah,
I noticed like, what the fuck kids
stuff?
Are walking in this
yeah.
place?
Brookstone's the same way,
though.
And they
don't stop kids from walking in there.
No, but Brookstone's got like, that's the where you get the free massages, you know, with the chairs out front.
Do they have like Q-tip massages?
No, what they're like, they're like chairs.
Hey,
like
stop using my Q-tips.
Like $5,000 chairs. And they're like, do you want a free massage? I'm like, it's the only way I came, only reason I came to the freaking mall.
Yeah.
But they have like kids coming in and they have all sorts of like, really cool, like magnetic sand and whatever. But then you go in the next aisle and there's like vibrators that people can buy that actually will charge on the side of your laptop. They're like office appropriate vibrators.
Yeah.
And so then you see the kids
office
all.
Office appropriate.
I would say, yeah, you'd have to have an office. I don't think it would
it's
fly
not like
in a cubicle.
A massager.
It's not a neck massager. No, it's not one of those.
It's the only neck massager I've ever seen with balls.
Yeah.
Like fake testicles.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was an interesting story I saw, too. They had a remake of Charlie's Angels. I don't know if you guys noticed that movie.
A remake of a remake?
Yeah, another one. Yeah. And it had that miserable-looking cunt from Twilight.
Geez.
I hate that woman, that girl.
Well,
the
one
chick.
That never smiled?
Yeah. She thinks, like, when she was filming that, I remember interviews when they were filming Twilight, and the guy who was in with Harry Potter, who was the kid who died in the chalice, whatever, the goblet of fire.
Robert Patterson.
Right.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, he was okay. He's the main lead, right?
Yeah.
And you got a crush on Robert Pattinson.
Yeah,
he's so cute.
And Kristen Stewart. There
yeah,
you
Kristen
go.
Stewart.
Kristen Stewart.
So they had an interview, and she actually thought she was a vampire. And, you know, she was like talking, like I'm like, what a fucking, she's a fucking actress. So she was in it, and so they blamed
Charlie's Angels.
Yeah.
Did it drop already?
It was horrible. They had the worst out, like 8.6 million domestically. It came out at.
Oh wow. That's
and
not
it,
a lot of
50,
money at all.
Yeah.
How much did it cost to make?
$50 million budget.
Whoa. Yeah, they're in the negative.
Yeah.
But the Charlie's Angels director blames tanking on men not wanting to watch movies starring women. So, again, making excuses for something going wrong. Like, you know, okay, Gabrielle Union didn't go back, and this is one reason she feels it is, when it could be a number of reasons. I was talking to Chris Priestley the other day, where we're talking about the businesses. I go, usually businesses fail for a number of reasons. It's not usually one. It's
right.
usually a number of reasons why they fail versus one. So usually you don't get the job for a number of reasons. You know, usually because if somebody's talented, you usually overlook a reason, right? You don't
right,
overlook
like Ray Lewis.
Yeah.
Or Kareem Hunt.
Kareem Hunt.
Yeah.
Who's that?
That's the running back for the Browns now.
Who oh, yeah?
Kicked some lady last year.
In the hotel.
In the
oh,
hotel.
That's right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And then, you know, the Kansas City Chiefs got rid of him, and then Browns are like,
well
he's talented.
Yeah, he's got
Let's
skills.
Overlook that.
Yeah.
He can stomp like a champion. Yeah, so the well-reviewed Charlie's Angels reboot is the latest studio box office bomb.
So they made an excuse for it.
The fall movie season, the Elizabeth Banks directed action comedy failed.
How did that Ocean's 13 do with all the women?
It wasn't as good as the Ocean's.
But you watched it.
I've never seen it.
I didn't see it either.
I wouldn't see it.
Is that because
Ghostbusters, wanna... the female Ghostbusters was a flop.
I didn't
watch that either.
I didn't watch it either.
Yeah.
I think they might have a point here.
Now let me ask you, did you not watch them because they're female movies or because, you know, like, listen, when it comes to Ghostbusters, okay, there's a reason why Bill Murray and those guys didn't really do the remake, because they really felt, can we do another, you know what I mean? Can we do another one? Because could it really work? You know what I mean? They thought they touched it and that was it. It was over, you know, and then that's it.
I think they're trying too hard to remake these movies and like make them new. So they're just switching gender, but it's, I don't know. They're not as good as the original. And I'll say this too. I watched the Baywatch remake. I mean, cause
that was horrible.
That was,
but you watched it.
I did watch that.
Yeah.
One.
I watched
it was
it
so
too.
Bad.
I watched it too.
Yeah, who's that? The good looking kid.
Zac Efron.
Zac Efron. And The Rock. Throwing up. What was the scene where he's throwing up? He can't swim without throwing up. He's like Olympic. He's like a really well known swimmer that was in the college swimmers, but he's kept throwing up. Like he get anxiety, he'd throw up in the pool. Like, I want to just have this guy shit in the pool while you're at it.
Yeah, that movie was terrible.
It was fucking horrible. And listen, The Rock kept, you know, whatever his name, you know, great guy. You know, he's a real nice guy and all that shit.
And they killed off the black guy. But they killed off Hannibal.
Yeah, he had a great, you know, but that I fucking hate The Rock. I think he's a horrible actor. Horrible.
He's so likable, though.
That's the thing. He gets sucked, but, you know, he's like, oh, he's such a nice guy, but please, no more fucking movies with The Rock.
Is that why they pair him with Kevin Hart? Because Kevin Hart makes him look...
They're both so likable.
Well, boo-hoo-hoo, that fucking that movie. So, I watched the Charlie's Angel remake with Lisa Liu. What's her name?
I watched that one.
And Demi Moore. Yep. And, Drew Barrymore was in that one.
Yeah.
I watched that.
Demi Moore was in it also. She was
a bad girl. Yeah. She was one of the original angels. Mm-hmm. Right? She looks sweet. I remember seeing her. I worked at a karate school where she brought their kids when she was married to Bruce Willis in Fort Lauderdale. When they were filming the stripper movie. When she was filming that stripper movie.
Oh, that was filmed in Pompano.
Yeah. She lived here for like, they lived here for a few months. And she brought the kids in to learn karate.
Striptease.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's a story. Arizona man charged with robbery for a burrito heist. Get this. This guy robbed, there's a homeless man that robbed a guy, he robbed a guy of his burrito. This, again, I'm sitting there and some homeless guy grabs my fucking burrito. And am I going to press charges on that guy? An Arizona man who allegedly stole another man's burrito earlier this month was arrested and charged with robbery, according to the police. Timothy Bell.
I don't know how hungry I am, you know? How hungry was I? How long did I have to wait in this line this burrito?
It wasn't a Popeye's chicken sandwich, though. So.
But if it was, though.
By the way, Carlos Aquarela. I always got to get Carlos' name. Aquarela. How do you know how he pronounces it? Aquarela?
Carlos O.
Carlos O, there you go.
Right there.
He says he didn't even watch Captain Marvel. I did. I thought it was pretty good.
I watched Captain Marvel, too.
I saw Captain Marvel.
The 29.
But that was like the main, like a woman main lead. It wasn't.
And you knew this had something to do with Avengers Endgame.
Right.
But did you watch Wonder Woman?
Yes.
I did not.
I thought that was the only good DC movie.
I heard it was amazing, I should say.
Yeah, she was.
I watched a bunch of DC movies, and every single one that I watched has been on a plane, and they've all been terrible.
Yeah.
Like the Batman versus Superman.
Yeah, just terrible.
The worst. Ben Affleck, another fucking horrible.
Yeah, I won't watch it. I would watch another if it came straight to Netflix.
Yeah. But see, DC doesn't have the Marvel magic, man. Mm-hmm. You know, the fight scenes in DC suck. That's why the one good thing about Wonder Woman, they had the fight scenes were pretty cool. They actually made it look good. Superman, and he flies 3,000 fucking feet. You know, I mean, really? Come on, man.
Well, and she was hot, but she was like superhero hot. Like she wasn't too. She was like a bigger, not a chunky girl, but she was like a muscular, fit
Amazonian
chick.
Baby.
And I was just like, I don't know. It was hot.
Aquarela. That's how you pronounce it, by the way.
Aquarela.
Hmm. Timothy Bell, back to the guy who stole the burrito. Timothy Bell.
Dude, let me ask you this. If you're homeless,
right?
Wouldn't you rob somebody for a burrito? Like I would. And then you go to jail. And
then you get
three
more food. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
There's no bad spot. There's a win-win situation. Right. Timothy Bell, 29-year-old homeless man, was in Phoenix back in November
29. 9th. Come on, why are you homeless, bro?
Yeah, when he supposedly threatened a man on the street around 8:40 p.m. and took his Mexican food by force. Boy, the guy's in his 20s, but
he
looks rough.
He seems assertive. That sounds like a leadership
position.
Look
at this cat. This guy's in his 20s, 28. Look at him.
Oh, man.
God damn. Looks like he fucking been cooking burritos on his forehead.
That's that meth life.
That's, yeah, man. That's what happens.
It's Arizona.
Yeah.
That dry air.
The victim called 911 and Bell fled, according to the court documents, and followed the suspect until he was taken into custody. He followed the guy for stealing his burrito.
He wasn't that intimidated.
No, I mean, it's a fucking burrito. When Bell was stopped by police, they found on him a wrapper from the burrito he stole.
He kept the wrapper. It wasn't me.
That's what Brett Morris said. The police wrapped that one up.
So stupid.
He was booked at Maricopa County Jail on a felony robbery charge. A felony? How much is that fucking burrito? Unless he strong armed the guy, you know what I mean. Unless you, right, if you physical violence, who knows? I don't know if I'm gonna tell that story. Let's finish on something better.
He couldn't stop his burrito from getting taken, but he still had enough confidence to follow this guy.
Like, fuck. First of all, if a homeless man steals my burrito, I'm not going to go tell anybody, hey, that guy just stole my burrito. And you know what I can use not eating that burrito?
It's the principle.
Yeah, you know what I mean? If I was walking home from that deli and somebody stole my chicken parm wrap, I might have fought over that fucking thing. It was delicious. Here's a story.
You were pissed off about Q-tips, bro.
I know. I had all kinds of anger running through my body. Even though I'm doing comedy, I was still fucking pissed. TikTok, Indonesian kids given pets to wean them from smartphones. You think that'll work? What? These kids are getting little birds with cages and shit. Fucking says here that in Bandung, Indonesia.
To wean them off of smartphones?
Yeah, like officials in Indonesia City have hatched a plan to wean children off smartphones by giving them their own fluffy chicks to raise.
I don't know.
I can do it.
I was waiting for the accent.
Yeah. Give me the phone. I'm going to give you a little bird, little cheek. Around 2,000 four-day-old chicks were handed out to pupils at an elementary school and junior high schools in Bandung in the coming weeks in an attempt to distract the kids from their gadgets. Students must feed their new pets before and after school and keep them at home or on school premises if they don't have the space in their backyard. It's a fucking chick.
Now, how soon before one of them gets eaten?
Yeah, I'm saying, you know what? The kid comes home, the parents go, oh, you brought back lunch. You fucking brought us dinner.
Dude, smartphones are so amazing, bro. There's nothing that...
Like, everybody walking down the street in New York, man.
People with babies don't even care. Yeah.
There's a baby at the JFK when I was waiting to fly home. Just sitting there with a fucking little... He was like three.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he was doing his taxes. You think it'll work?
You should have left. You should have left your tablet instead of Q-tips in there, maybe.
Yeah. Fuck, they would have used that shit.
I don't think that's going to work. It almost sounds more like a Tamagotchi. Do you remember those from back in the day?
Oh, I do. The little on the keychain?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that toy.
I never had one last one.
Oh, my God. That was... No.
People did it. Yeah. I just made fun of my wife because you ever hear there's that commercial, quit smoking cold turkey? And they have that... I don't know. It's not Claritin. It's something else. But they show that turkey. He's quit smoking. And the music that they play is eerily similar to the old Farmville song.
Oh.
The Farmville. Whatever the fuck that was.
I never got into that.
My wife, dude, my wife, one time I fucking lost it. She would spend hours playing Farmville. She had like three or four different fucking farms. You know, she's like, oh, I just ended up. I go,
Did she spend money on it?
No. She would just spend all the time and building it. And we'd be out eating somewhere, getting a drink. I got to go fucking, you know, before my crops die. I go, are you fucking kidding me? Them fucking crops ain't paying shit. Fucking lost it. I said, you better get the fuck off that fucking... Like, at the time, I was doing Mafia Wars, like, as a game on Facebook. And I'm like, after a while, I'm like, this is the stupidest fucking thing in the world, you know?
Did your wife ever get hooked to, like, Bejeweled?
No, but she Angry Birds.
Angry Birds.
Yeah.
Not Candy Crush?
That's what I was thinking.
No. Candy Crush, no. Angry Birds, though. She just quit again.
I got hooked. I just got her off. I bought her a bird.
I bought her a bird, little chick. Stop playing with your fucking phone, honey.
Smurfs came out with a Smurf game, and it was basically Farmville with Smurfs.
Yeah.
And I was like driving 95 miles an hour home because I had to harvest my strawberries. And I was like, okay, this is when I knew I had a problem. And it hurt to like delete the app. I was like, no. But I did.
Yeah.
I broke the addiction.
Yeah.
That's the place I want to live, though. It's like one girl for like Smurfville? 500 Smurfs. Like,
hell, that Smurf
one
dick.
Smurfette. Think about it.
That sounds like
a
gangbang.
Never mind. Forget like it. It sounded so much better.
Those Smurfs must have been fighting over that fucking pussy. Right? Oh, who's going to bang Smurfette? Fuck you, asshole. I'm going to get her some cocaine. Our last story of the day, rude awakening for a dad of five who bought X-rated numbered plates while drunk. You know, it's one thing to get a website, you buy it because you think you're going to sell it. Says here, a part-time wheeler dealer, Darren Street, 45, from Isle of Wight. This is in England, by the way. He spent £1,600, which is somewhere around $2,600 U.S., on his adult-themed business venture, but drivers are steering clear. A dad of five has a rude awakening after buying a set of X-rated number plates for the car when he was drunk. The part-time dealer says here that the 45-year-old bought BJ69XXL. He bought BJ69GOB.
Nice.
BJ69BLW.
I'm sensing
what's
a trend
BLW?
Here.
Big Latin women? I don't know.
Yeah, maybe. BJ69SEK. And he bought that from the Division of Motor Vehicles website. He was upset when he realized he could not sell the fucking plates. I didn't think it fucking through, did I?
$2,600 for all of those, huh?
Oh, I thought it'd be a good idea, you know, to have to take
that's,
that.
That's a good idea.
That's a good idea.
I finally hit my fucking stride over here. I've got an idea. I'm going to have to be drinking 4 pints of beer. Fucking hell, I'm going to go buy those license plates. I'm going to get all kinds of fucked up things written on them. Blow me! 69!
69.
All right.
BLW. Well, I gotta look that up. I don't think I've heard of BLW.
Yeah.
What's I don't want to ask.
BBW.
No, I've heard of that. What's the GOB?
Job.
Oh.
Below job.
Not I'm blind. I'm so sorry. I was trying to come up. It was an acronym. Never mind. Goodbye. Let's keep going.
Yeah. BJ69GOB.
Okay.
BJ69, yeah, same one, front and back. You got front. That's right. In England, they have them in the front. You know, in our cars, we got to put them in the front and in the back. It's not like you guys in Florida, just having the fucking back. Fine, catch the license plate. We'll chase the fucking car down. I noticed that in New York, too, when I did Uber, because when you want to check the license plate, Florida, you can't see it unless the car pulls up.
Right.
In New York, you see the license plate coming. That's my Uber. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
Oh.
Yeah, I want to thank Jay Guy for coming in today.
Oh, can I do a thing?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to be at the Improv on December 4th. Hosting for In Small Doses. Come out to that. It's going to be awesome.
Matter of fact, we're going to have Pam Bruno
nice.
In the studio next week, I think.
Awesome.
She's so cool, man.
Yeah, and the other gentleman who's on the show, I'm trying to remember his
Rob
name.
Rob Caller.
Yes, Rob Caller will be in the studio. I think that's next week, Monday or Tuesday. I got to look at the schedule because I know I have an office meeting, a client meeting on Monday next week. By the way, next week, I believe it is, I'm going to be at the Comedy Zone in Vero Beach at the Riverside Theater on December 6th and 7th. So come to that. Also doing a show with Anastasia, the Russian.
Yeah.
In the Pembroke Bynes Room. I think that's on the 5th, the Friday, the Thursday before. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Follow me on Twitter and Instagram and Dougie Dangerous. And on Twitter, and follow our show at Wake Up Dougie Show on Instagram and Wake Up Doug, Wake Up Dougie on Twitter. How about you?
I've got a show this Friday, Black Friday, just following the theme of the show. I'm going to be at the Elizabeth Avenue Station in West Palm. They're doing a comedy show and holiday Thanksgiving, $15 all you can drink.
Love that place.
And then also I'm going to be at Robot December 14th. They're doing some sort of winter contest. I'm doing the 10 o'clock show, so come out and support local comedy.
I'm probably going to hit any local comics. I'm going to hit the Robot Wednesday night this week. Work on some new shit. Thanks for watching, guys. We'll be back next week, like I said, with Pam Bruno and Rob Caller.
Rob Caller.
There you go. We'll be here on Tuesday. Stay tuned. Go to Wake Up Late with Dougie Show at podbean.com for all our archive. And donate. We have a Patreon page. You can donate $1 a month, $2 a month, $5 a month. Do that, and we that money goes to gas money for the co-hosts, especially people that come from fucking Lantana. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, guys, thanks for joining us. God bless, and we'll see you next time right here at the same spot.
Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed.
carry to the world, children of the sun. Children of the sun.